State Senator David Pierce, and it's my pleasure to present for your consideration Senate Bill 492. I am going to be talking about the Senate Committee Substitute, and we did walk around a copy yesterday, made some changes on the original bill that was filed. So what I'm going to talk about is the Senate Committee Substitute and what is in that. When we talk about Senate Bill 492, it deals with performance funding for higher education. If you recall, last year in this committee, we had a bill, and that was Senate Bill 437. It passed this committee 8-2, and then it went into the entire Senate body, and it passed by the vote of 23-9. We basically ran out of time, and so it was not heard in the House of Representatives, but the concept of performance funding is, I believe, very solid and one that needs to be promoted and certainly discussed this year. In the year 2012 in the legislature, we passed House Bill 1731, and House Bill 1731 basically charged the Joint Committee on Education with developing a comprehensive funding formula for Missouri public institutions of higher education by December 31st, 2013. The General Assembly shall implement a funding formula beginning in fiscal year 2015. So we have a task to come up with a funding formula for our education institutions. Missouri has not had a model for distributing base funding to institutions since the early 1980s, and really has not had much of a rational basis of funding state higher education institutions. We've basically evolved when it comes to funding our universities, and it's across the board. If we have money to give institutions, they all get the same. If we have less money, they all get the same decrease. There is no determination based on performance or how individual institutions are doing. I think we can do better, and I don't think the status quo is something that we need to continue. Some 30 states are going through various machinations of performance funding, and I believe that Missouri needs to be one of those as well. And so for your consideration, Senate Bill 492 takes into consideration performance funding. I think what I would encourage the committee members is that this bill is quite a bit different than last year's bill, and it is dealing with new money only, And so the main thing about this bill is it takes into consideration new money if there is new money. If there's a decrease, then the performance funding mechanisms will not be required. It would be 90% of new money, when that new money is proposed every year, and then 10% of new money would deal with equity issues. And so those are the main things that deal with that. This bill, at this point, only deals with four-year institutions. We have 13 four-year public institutions in the state, and it only deals with our four-year public institutions. I would like to introduce the chairman of the House Higher Education Committee, Mike Thompson, and Mike is going to have a similar bill dealing with performance funding, and so he has been working on one as well, and we hope to hear that in his committee in the next few weeks.